Rolling up, Uber black Cadillac, high heel boots and a sexy body full of tats. Baby's bad, oh baby's hella bad. After her there ain't no coming back. Wanna take a run at that. I think she's feeling me, turn it up a few.
Hey guys, it's Brendan, Ryan with Brendan. Another episode, thanks for coming, tuning back in. I have a return guest with me this time.
Yeah.
Brad from Wheels for Warriors. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good how's, seeing you.
Yeah, how's New Year's? How's Christmas?
Oh, it was beautiful, beautiful.
Good, man.
Yeah, great time for the family. Looking forward to this new year. I hope everybody's blessed.
Thanks, man. So, last time I saw you was at the giveaway.
Yeah.
Presentation, yep. I guess, giveaway.
Yeah, it was a great giveaway.
What was that, in June, July?
Yeah, the end of July.
Okay. Yeah. And that was, you gave it with Sporters. The Sporty Build away to
Travis Gamby, an Iraq War hero vet, does great things for the community, local guy, lives on Fine Lake. Yeah, just an amazing human with an amazing story, and now he gets to spread that word on his bike, man.
So. He was a cool dude when I talked to him. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah,
he's
very going. Inspirational, highly motivated, bodybuilder.
So. Couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, fucking felt real, yeah. Made me realize how out of shape I really am. Well, rounds of shape.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the other episode back, it's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Yes, since you were on. So I'm out of good ideas. I'm recycling guests now.
No, I really appreciate the opportunity and this platform to be able to return and revisit something that I can't let go. I can't let go of this PAM build.
I want to help you with all the builds if I can, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But you are helping by doing this, so thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. So if you didn't see it 2 years ago, back when I was still dealing with Fucknut, you know you are, Eric, and Tell everybody what Wheels for Warriors is. What's your vision? What's your mission?
So I'm a nonprofit. I got medically retired from injuries I sustained in the Kornigal Valley, Afghanistan. I was retired in 2009. I was a little too young to be retired, and I was having a tough time with the transition. You probably heard a lot about that over the years. And I found a lot of peace and comfort with the camaraderie and the open road, being in my own thoughts, but still being vigilant. It seemed therapeutical to me. So it was sort of a no-brainer. I've always loved to help out. I've always loved motorcycles. And through my personal experience, I like finding veterans that share the same thing, but for whatever reasons, they don't have something to go out and
five bikes have, sitting in their fucking garage.
Jesus. Yeah, this is one disabled, but I don't think I need to help out.
Yeah.
I think we might need an intervention.
Yeah, right.
But no, he gets it.
Yeah. He gets exactly what you're saying.
But
sure.
that's what the premise of my my business is. Like I said, it's a nonprofit, and I really want people to understand this. These veterans that get selected that I vet. They already know how to ride motorcycles or whatever vehicle that we're going to build them. But they also are doing something really extremely positive, like Travis in the community or Pam.
Yep.
And it's a reward. It's my way of saying thank you for your service and really genuinely mean it.
Well, and I appreciate that a lot more than I know how to show, really. And I think the fact that that's a stipulation that they have to be doing something positive, not just, and I think that not only if they're doing something positive, that doing good makes you feel good, right? So,
right,
good on them, and then for you to like go, hey, you know, you're
well, and you can't just well, be, fuck. Well, there's a so not a lot of people understand, like I mentioned earlier, there's a transition when you get from being surrounded from your best friends in the whole world, you literally would die for. To just being separated from them, separated from all the tasks and duties that you were responsible for. A lot of these guys and women, but a lot of the veterans that get out, they sort of struggle. And I'm not trying to push them out of my business. It's just unfortunate with what I'm trying to do and who I'm trying to lift up and promote. I'm trying to find the people that have those bad days, the dark days behind them, and that they're out there on the right foot today.
You right, know? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what you're focused on. That's what you're focused on. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, and there are great programs and that I've worked with right here in Michigan. God Squad, this guy here, Guy Cherry, he's been a big help and a big sponsor to a garage here in Michigan that helps those veterans that are struggling and gets them back on the road.
So. Only God Squad had shirts.
No, I know. I don't know where you find a God Squad shirt at.
Oh, if we only knew.
Yeah.
But I should say thanks to God Squad as always for supporting the show. Yeah, they support the show.
Huge. And I'm Prophet, a big supporter of God Squad and what they do and what they represent.
For sure. And Prophet's always willing to help anybody, especially a veteran. You can't say enough good things.
He's been a godsend to me since I've met him. The first time I met him, he was digging his pocket. I love what you do. Here's some money guy with his big smile, and let me learn a little more about you. And then next thing you know, he's got me going to the VA. He's lining up appointments. And his wife both are just
for sure
such outgiving people.
Yeah,
caring.
So I told Corky when he was here from Ireland. I said, We can't do one episode. I said we can do a whole episode on the good he does.
Right.
We can do two episodes on the bullshit.
Yeah, no, on the bullshit. Well, you could probably have a mini series.
Yeah. But no, I can't say a good enough thing. You can't say enough of good stuff.
And like you said, Corky, I was privileged enough to run around with him a little bit while I was here too. And just talk about a good bunch of guys.
Yeah, for sure.
And what they're doing and how they go about doing it. It's just an amazing outfit.
Yeah, amazing club. Yep. And I guess it's why they've been around so long.
I'm not upset that I had my arm twisted to wear their shirt.
We had to hold them down, kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No, you just wanted to see me with my shirt off.
Well, it worked for us, right? Brendan 1, Brad 0.
long as I come out on top.
Right. Hey, we'll both finish. But so with Pam, Pam's from Ohio.
Another one of those Guy Cherry-esque kind of people as far as helping. She's such an amazing human. A fierce, loyal grandma, mother, wife, you know. I mean,
she was so much fun to talk to, hang out with. She's so much fun.
How can't you love her?
Yeah, you can tell she's total military because her jokes were just as bad as mine.
Well, she a good thing she was a sailor because she curses like one.
Yeah, she does.
There's
sure.
nothing wrong with that.
Yep, boy. Hockey fan, unfortunately, Pittsburgh fan, but we'll let that one slide. But yeah, she was a lot of fun. And it's not like I come on the show and everybody's like, I'm like, hey, give us money. You know what I mean? That's not what this fucking show's about. But
actually, that's one of my biggest. And 2025 New Year, I'm really going to focus hard on making my organization worthy of people wanting to give money to, other than just hearsay and friends like you going out and telling people about it. I really need to show the world what the potential of this business is and what they would be investing into. I would like to say
I wouldn't phrase it. I mean, because in my head, it's already worthy.
I think the representative is the one that needs to pop. Yeah. The idea and the dream and even the logo is cool, you know. It's time for
okay
me to catch
too,
up.
You're okay in my book. And, you know, on the last build, the Travis build, you had a lot of local shops help out,
That's all I work with.
So, like 508, shops. My buddy Tank and Carney from 508.
Great guys.
Yep. They help mechanically a bit with that.
Yep.
Who did the paint them. Again? I forget. I'm sorry.
He is a Marine vet. His name is John. His last name will come up to me. He's got a shop on M89 just outside of Richland, a little shop. His kids work for him.
They did an amazing job. I'll see if I can pull some pictures and post them probably in this area.
Yep.
So yeah. Not to cover the Michigan Biker Law logo, which I got to thank all the time for coming on board again.
John did an amazing job, and he actually brought his artist in to do all the fine finishing touches on that, and it turned out beautiful.
Right on.
It really did.
So it was, as far as bike builds, you would take donated bikes too in reasonable condition that
could
be fixed up.
Well, so I do try to stick to motorcycles, especially Harley Davidsons, that are within the years or parameters that Harley Davidson dealers would be able to work on them. I don't want these vets out there having to work on their bikes. And yeah. I mean, if they want to tear them apart and they want to customize them, I hope they do, and I encourage that. But I just don't want to give somebody an old shovel head.
Right,
And turn them loose and...
Suicide clutch.
Yeah.
You want them in a good sound machine.
Believe it or not, safety, believe it or not, but, well, in my kind of line of work in the Army, it is hard to believe. But, no, safety is... It's number one. Not only making these vets happy, but also me knowing that.
Knowing that it gives you good peace of mind to know you're putting them on a solid machine.
And people like 508 and other shops in Michigan, that's who I work with. That's sort of the other premise to my business is I go into the shop just as a normal customer and I show them my dream. The shops so far I've been blessed. They've welcomed me right in. I've been an active part. I've got my hands dirty working on these bikes right along the side of these owners. And they always meet my expectations, and every Michigan shop that I've worked with so far has done a little something extra to make it that much better, nicer.
Badass.
So I've been really blessed and lucky with shops like 508.
Those guys are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, another shop I can't say enough good things about. They've always taken care of everything that I've ever seen, and I've never seen anybody upset with
such a big outfit, too.
They have
the room to do everything.
Yeah, and growing. We had them on yesterday, and we're going to have a horsepower shootout coming up as soon as they get their dyno.
Good for them.
That's gonna be a good time. Michigan Biker Law and me and myself and Wendy Dalton and 508 and who else, somebody else is throwing in all kinds of prize stuff, so there's gonna be a tons of different prizes for different divisions, and so that's gonna be a good time when we have it up there. You should come up for that, man. Set up a booth,
but I'm an 80 kilo, you know, Evo guy, 80 cubic inch guy. My horsepower is there.
No, I'm not fucking winning anything either.
I'm getting long in the tooth in my old age. That's a young man's
game. His old age. You're probably 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish.
35.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 36.
Don't tell me. Right on. So, what do you see as far as besides, obviously, finances? How would you like to see your business progress and grow over the year? I mean, like, how many bikes what kind of giveaways?
I've had a lot of time, and I spend a lot of time, a lot of my time. I do a lot of reflecting, and again, that's what's beautiful about riding. It's like the perfect time to get in your head and mull out some thoughts. And honestly, where I see this business is I need a Mrs. Cherry in my life. I need that.
You can ask her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have asked her, and she has helped out so much, believe you me. But, no, I'd like to see this business grow, too. All this is primarily either through donations or a lot of it's been out of my pockets and friends. Guy Cherry's been a big donator. My father-in-law, he's a Navy vet, and he kicked in on that 508 bill.
Okay.
And helped me out with that. I'm not looking for any financial gain ever out of this, but what I would like my business to be is established enough where I can have somebody full-time that can give me a little direction. I need I was a decent leader in the United States Army, but I always had a leader above me, you know, and somebody that kept me on the right path. And that's really what that's my next move after this PAM build.
Gotcha. I mean, even if you can find it and fuse it into the PAM build, I mean, maybe a project lesson to learn on, you know, for both you guys.
Right. How, oh, yeah. What kind of direction you need. Yeah, if there's If there's some construction office lady that's grumpy all the time and drinks too much coffee and does too much hollering, and if you're bored looking for something, give me a call.
Need something new to holler at.
Yeah. Give me a call, because that's all qualities that I definitely lack at.
Right on.
You know, and I could honestly use some help in that situation.
Sweet. So what do you have in your barn right now?
Ooh, as far as PAMs, I do have a beautiful trike. I got hardly pennies to the thousands that are owed on it. But I got a little money down on it, and I'm not telling anybody or showing anybody any pictures of it, because it's a sweet deal, and if I can get that, that'll be in the barn. But yeah, no, I'm still on my Fat Boy and on my Bagger.
Nice, and right on.
91s, yeah, they get me around.
You got any big trips planned or anything? Any rides you're looking forward
actually, to? So actually, I am. I'm the end of this month, I'm going down to Florida to meet up with a couple vet buddies and sort of pitch what I'm doing up here to some of their friends down there. So cross your fingers on that.
Yeah.
I do have a vet down in Florida who's missing a leg, and I really want him involved in this. I really want to get him a bike.
Okay, you know, he doesn't ride now?
His dad's, and because he... can't use the, he just bends down and shifts the gears, just grinds the gears. His dad's like, come on, can you think of something for me? So yeah. He's like, I love it, my son still rides. But no, I got videos of this guy wakeboarding, doing wheelies. He's a motocrosser. He can, with one leg, I was watching him clear a 30-foot gap a dirt bike. Yeah, everything's second gear. You know, he doesn't shift when he's on the fly, but yeah. So if I can get him legal and on the road, I think he'd be the perfect guy really represent what I'm doing.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Guy would be heavy duty trans on that bike.
Right. Yeah. Well, his dad. Yeah. Well, that's his dad. And that's sort of what inspired this trip down to Florida. Well, hey, I got buddies down there. And
yeah.
Yeah. So
never heard some meet up with old Army buddies.
Yep. So yeah, stay tuned. I'm sure I'll be documenting and sharing that. Another thing with this year upcoming, social media. I'm not the best at social media. I mean, it's, you know, all these remakes of these 80 movies, they miss it by a mile. They don't understand how we older people used to network prior technology, you know, and I miss those days, you know. My mom yelling at me because my buddy's mom told her, that's the bad networking right there. And it was direct and immediate.
Like Ralphie, where did he learn that?
Exactly, you know. So, but yeah, social media, I do plan on. I've talked to Western Michigan Universities. They got a beautiful business department there, and I've been trying to find some sort of an intern that could probably handle
social media.
Yeah, well, you know, just those young people. They're so much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they come out knowing how to program, anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was there when all this stuff was invented, and I can't believe how dumb I am. These kids were born with it, knowing no different, and they're so...
Yeah, but you think about it, when they're our age, the shit they're learning now is going to be like the
Atari 2600. Well, I hope so. I hope they got to call my grandkids and be like, how do I work the remote?
Yeah, it's going to be there, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either.
Yeah, you little punks.
Yeah. So, all right, well, so... So we were talking a little bit about Pam, and so how did you meet Pam to get her?
Well, like I was saying about that social media, believe it or not, you wouldn't believe how many applicants or people that are interested or want to see how they could qualify for a build hit me up through Facebook, and she was one of those people, and I really, really want to do a build and focus the attention on our female veterans, because they are often overlooked, and they sort of get pushed wayward when they get out of their service, and that to me is a travesty. They do so much for our military and just to be overlooked, you know. I mean, you can walk into a bar and see a bearded, beer-bellied guy wearing a you know, veteran hat and know that that's a veteran.
Yeah.
But you, the women, it's not
a little
so
harder
easy.
To tell. Yeah. Their beards are smaller.
Yes. Well, if they have beards, you tend not to. Yeah.
I'm not.
No, we had a cook in Afghanistan. She had a nice mustache.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell her that, and all of a sudden, she's not your friend.
Well, I hopefully this doesn't get back to her, but I don't think she's going to be in the biking community. I hope. if I'm sorry.
Too late to turn back and apologize now. We're going to run with it.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So Pam hit me up. I noticed right off the bat the way she was talking that she was definitely a veteran, but I couldn't figure out, you know, her era and her disability. So I was just intrigued right from the get.
Yeah.
And to hear her story and her military experience and to hear how much she helps her community and the biking community. Yeah. Motorcycle. She's in the motorcycle community without a motorcycle.
Right. I know a couple people like that. Yeah. So, and here we are sitting with five fucking behind us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right here's, yeah.
One for every day of the week. Yeah, but I had a fucking wicked idea. We should just call her.
We should call her.
That's why the phone's sitting here. It's actually, I'm going to call her.
Yeah. Let's see. Call her.
Oh, speaker.
Hello?
Pam.
Yeah.
It's Brendan and Brad. Brendan from Ride With Fun.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you guys?
We're well. How are you?
Good, darling. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, fellas.
How was your New Year's and Christmas?
Nice and quiet.
Good. That's the way they should be. You were your ears burning? We're sitting over here talking about you.
Oh, no. I hope nice things.
Well, I was saying nice things. And
what kind of self-respecting veteran do you think I am?
Oh, son of a gun.
How's everything going for you? It's been a couple years since we met in Ohio.
Yeah, it has. I sure miss you, fellas. That was a great time up at the lake.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Such a sweetheart. I miss you, too.
What's new and exciting? What's going on in your world in Ohio?
Oh, nothing much. It's snowing.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are supposed to get a little bit. You're north. You're south of Columbus, right?
North.
Oh, okay. Close to Pittsburgh.
We got about 4 inches now, and all right. It's still coming. Yeah.
Nice.
My kind of weather.
Heck yeah! Heck yeah!
Hockey weather, right?
Hockey weather.
Hockey season.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Your Penguins and my Red Wings are having just epic seasons this year, aren't they?
Oh, it's amazing. I'm just loving it.
I don't believe you, but okay.
I do. I absolutely love Crosby.
Right on. So we were just talking about how you and Brad met and what, you know, and how he vetted as a vet. I like that. Vetted the vet.
Yeah.
that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. And we were talking about how much fun we had when I met you in Ohio. And we were like, well, fuck it. Let's give her a call, man. See if she's got a minute to talk to us. And, you know.
I always have a minute for you, fellas.
All right. You're the one.
I never get handsome men calling me on the dance.
And you don't get that today. You get us. So what's been going on? What have you been up to?
Well, I was in the hospital for about a week, but I'm doing a lot better. I have asbestos in my lungs, and they pulled a couple polyps out.
Oh, no.
They were negative. Yeah, they were negative, but I'm good to go.
Right, good. I don't know if that's worse than where I got my polyps taken out of.
I'm going to say no, because...
is that something?
I think yours were the other end.
Yeah. Roto-Rooter truck pulled up, and I've been sore for a month.
Yeah, hey, just Pam. Like when you were in prison, huh?
Yeah. With less cuddling.
Yeah. That's some shit right there.
So, hey, Pam, did you get a chance to look into your exposure of asbestos? Is that service-connected?
Oh, yeah. The VA's taking good care of me.
So that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if that was service-connected. I've come across ads and seen commercials where Navy and Marines are exposed to asbestos.
Yeah, there's a lot. There was a lot of asbestos in all my duty stations and on board the ships and aircraft carriers. So
yeah,
I got a little bit of that.
A little bit will do you, though. I'm sorry to hear that.
So sorry.
Yeah,
to hear
no
that.
Shit,
You'll be in my thoughts and prayers.
So we've been discussing this this bike, and he said he's gonna take anything you want and put it on there. So sky's the limit. You tell us what you want.
Oh,
we're gonna hold it to him.
Perfectly honest, whatever we can come up with, I'll be more than grateful for it.
I know you will.
I have pictures of you that in Pittsburgh's that Harley shop of you sitting on trikes, and I still have all my notes of what you love and would like displayed on the bike. So
yep. So 2 years, we had to bump her back one because of the build, and then the trike requirement, which is fine.
So,
I mean, we haven't forgotten about it by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what, I honest to God believe that bike was destined for that young man.
Well, you know, honestly, Pam, to put two car tires behind a lightweight, skinny 19-inch Harley Davidson front end and put you on that, it just... I don't, and no offense to anybody that builds those bikes, and if that's what you have and you can ride it, that's great. I'm happy for you, but for me personally, Pam, I'd like you to be on something that suits you better and safer.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment,
I am so sorry about that Sportster being converted.
Don't ever be sorry.
Well, it's I just think good. I can do you better than what that the direction was with that. And plus, like you said, another veteran, and he was such a good dude.
He was a cool dude.
I saw the clips, and it's a perfect fit for him. I couldn't have wished for anything better.
Hey, you know what else is cool? Trikes are year-round.
No shit, right? I could be out in the snow right now with my damn driveway.
I was out on my buddy's trike today doing donuts and shit. If you look at my Facebook.
I pull up and
I bet your old lady loved that shit.
Yeah. there's skid marks and stuff out in the drive as I pull up.
Jesus Christ.
These guys are pushing a trike in the garage.
Yeah.
Hey, no brain, no pain.
Got that right.
Well, we got to hook up again this year. I got to come down and see you again. And I'm going to be in Ohio a lot because my sponsor for the show, Michigan Biker Law, is now also Ohio Biker Law. So there's going to be events.
Sweet.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of events in Ohio that I'm going to be frequenting. To support that as much as I can. So we'll have to definitely hook up this year and maybe film some more again.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I really would love that. You guys are real cool, and I appreciate you reaching out.
All right. So you must have got that bag of money I sent for to pay you to say that.
You better be careful riding that bike in the snow. I want to see you back on the real ice instead of that.
Right. Well, to be fair, it's not my bike. Fuck it, it ain't mine.
Damn.
That's one of my sayings. Fuck it ain't mine. Just kidding, Prophet.
Yikes. I know you're not.
So, yeah. I have to get some knee work done coming up before I can skate again. So but yeah, I'm getting really overweight. You probably wouldn't even recognize me.
Well, we'll say good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Now you could say I'm a ton of fun and mean it. An actual ton.
Oh, that's, oh my God, that's fucked up.
Well, thanks for taking our call. We wanted to reach out and talk to you. I wanted people to get to know you a little bit because I was telling them how much fun we have and that you're just like cute to shit and you're in the biker community and...
You really need a bike.
We got to take care of you.
Yeah, you need a bike.
So. I appreciate both of you guys, Brendan and Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you like more? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm sure
don't
Brendan.
Say that.
Yeah, just kidding.
It's a bad habit. I'm attracted to
blotting people. So we had a discussion, though. You were on the Nemitz, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, not for some reason I thought a frigate, but maybe that was wrong.
I wish I was on a frigate. It would have been a lot smaller, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. A little speedier craft there.
Yep. Under 30 knots.
Yep. So, yeah. Yeah, there's... there's an aircraft carrier still on the way back from the Middle East.
Right, right.
I know, right?
So, all right, Pam, well, thanks for taking our call. I'm going to try to piece together a little bit of our last episode, and as long as I can leave that the other guy out of it, not Brad, the magazine guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a story there I'll tell you another time, but... So we'll
I
get
think
some,
I know it.
Yeah, you probably do. I'll get some clips up there of what I can clip together for us, too.
Roger so. That.
All right, thanks a bunch. Tell your husband I said
anytime.
Hi.
Yeah, sure yeah.
Send my love to your family,
day.
Pam.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How could that not have been fun?
Oh, she's such a doll. She is such a doll.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, we'll for Wheels for Warriors, we're going to put something... here to get you, because a dollar. If 100 people watch this and they all donate a dollar, it's $100 towards
right.
the fucking build, right?
Right, right?
So I put my fucking money around my mouth and I'm gonna give a fucking dollar right now.
A dollar.
Bam!
All right, look at this.
This is the one day of the year I carry cash.
Wow.
Dollars. 9,900 other people need to fucking follow suit.
Why does that smell like stripper and bad decisions?
Well, that's what my whole life smells like. So.
Hey,
spend
we'll
all my money.
We'll take your stripper money and bad decisions. Thank you.
Spend all my money on
thank
strippers
you,
and blow.
Thank you.
The rest I wasted. So what? You were Army.
Yeah.
You were in a fucked up deployment. I mean,
we were
as far as an easy deployment or a fucking in danger employment.
Well,
you were at the top.
Where
of the
I was at, President Bush did. I loved him as Commander-in-Chief. He was a great boss. He made sure, he did everything he could to make sure we'd get steak and lobster on Fridays.
Nice.
Yeah, but where we were at, man, sometimes that steak and lobster wasn't so good.
It's not worth it, right?
but bless him for trying. You know, as far as a boss, I want to say, and as far as history... When you got a leader that gets in front of the world, you know, and says, "Hey, we're gonna do this war, and it's gonna be a global war. So now we're taking on the whole globe against terrorism, global war on terrorism." And then he gives his strategy, and that's not. I don't think that's how you win wars. He says we're gonna win their hearts and minds.
Yeah.
So he gives our strategy. And I just saw that and thought, man, that's a challenge I'd like to try to take on. And I was 28, and the war was on TV all the time. We had a rain day. I was working construction, and there was a soldier on TV at the bar. We were having lunch, and he was talking about how much he missed his wife and kids at home. And I thought, well, right down there, I went to the recruiter that day, and signed up, went over there, and then just like that story, I, you know, get put into a pretty high-speed unit. We were blessed with a couple of years of stabilization and training, so that means that we had 2 years for us guys. You couldn't leave once you were in, unless you were jacked up. We had 2 years to train together before we deployed, so that was really nice. But that didn't put us in the best spot. And we got put in the corner of Gaw Valley again, where Bush gets on TV and says that the corner of Gaw Valley is the most dangerous place in the world.
Yeah, they
over,
weren't.
Over, you know, I'd argue, you know, Parchment, Michigan. Detroit. But no, for real. It was declared one of the most dangerous places in the world, corner of Gaw Valley. Alexander the Great got defeated there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody's ever won that region, that area, and I don't know why we thought we were gonna, but I think we did make a pretty positive impact. Definitely an impact.
You gotta say tons of impacts a day, right?
Yeah. But yeah, and we were also the first group of all branches that got extended. So
lucky you.
Yeah, I mean, we were hours from leaving and getting to come home to hours prior, like expecting birds to come in and pick us up and
yeah.
get us out of there, to finding out that we were gonna be stuck there indefinitely.
How much time after?
It was 16 and a half month total deployment.
How much time from when you thought you were
going? It was 12 months. It was a 12
12 month, more so months?
No, it was four and a half more months.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that was a tough one to get over with the morale, but that 2 years of training really paid off at the end, you know, pushing through to the end and making sure we all got home. And, I mean, nobody's missing no limbs. We did, but all of us lost a big part of us over there. You know,
there's no way you can't come back. You know, you're not coming back the same from something like that one way or another.
No.
And you guys, your team was lucky because a lot of there's other teams that were deployed there that weren't so lucky.
No, I mean, there's been movies. That region, like I said, they've been fighting there. I mean, nobody.
Millennia.
That Cornegal Valley is a major route throughout history. You know, it connects the Middle East with Asia and opens up the doors, you know, to ship and transport. And unfortunately now it's a lot of drugs, but
gotta finance it somehow, right?
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate truth, man.
Well, I appreciate your service big time, man.
Oh, well, thank you. No, you know, I always tell people thank you. I couldn't have done it without the support of the people in this is probably one of the, I know it's under debate and a lot of people sort of overlook the obvious, but this is the greatest country. I mean, the way we look out for each other and total strangers and being able to do stuff like this today and help people like Pam out, I think it's probably the best place you could be in the world.
I got to do something to try to give back, right? I mean, I couldn't serve. I didn't serve. I'm not going to spare you guys the I would have if I could have thing because I didn't.
But you do provide a service, you know. We get to live vicariously through you.
Wow, that's dangerous for everybody, right? Well, pump the brakes. Some people don't want
that. But thanks for taking us on this crazy ride, man. So it is. No, thank you for your service. This, what you do right now is it's a beautiful thing, man. And the biker community, there's no other community, I don't think. I've tried, you know, we were talking about golfing earlier. You know, if you do a Saturday scramble, them guys, man, they kill it. Yeah, they just, you know, and I'm saying 3, 4, sometimes 5 times the money than a big, successful bike run can put out. But at the end of the day, I really notice on those bike runs that bikers that, you know, live paycheck to paycheck and a lot, X amount of dollars to do and set money aside to participate in that run. They give 100% of what they can give.
You know, and I think
that community to me is something that needs to be celebrated.
And I've said it before that there's no other organization or community that gives back to a community, their community, as much as bikers.
No.
No government agency.
No.
You know, and so we should preface the golf story. I just started golfing last year. I played twice.
Right.
Prophet just started golfing.
Yeah.
You're probably pretty good at golf.
No.
Is there anybody really good at golf? Right? I hope not, because I suck fucking bad.
But, yeah, no. It's...
So in the spring, we're going to have a fucking golf outing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fucking just for shits and giggles, man. And nothing else. I mean, if we could turn it into a fundraiser somehow.
Hey, that'd
cool.
be fun.
If
that'd
not, fun. We're just going to go have fucking fun. Right?
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's a lot of fun. It's the best time you can have having a bad time.
It is. It is.
It's the best time you can have being shitty at something, I guess. So,
yeah.
But that's going to be a good time. So look for that, Ryan. Golfing with Brendan.
Golfing. Right into go golf with
Brendan. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we got flying with Brendan and floating with Brendan coming up.
Yeah, floating with Brendan.
Fronting with Brendan. And
that's up my alley.
Man, that's a lot of fucking new business cards. Rolling with Brendan.
Rolling with, what are we rolling? Wait a minute.
Man, that's
get me in trouble
where's
here.
Where's that grip? I was pretty bummed to learn that we weren't getting squeezers from the grip.
Yeah. Kind of grip. Jeez, I can't believe he ditched us like this. Yeah.
Thought we were his friends, man.
Yeah, well, that's obviously give and take.
But shirt's on now. You're not, yeah, like his work's done here.
I'm going to support.
So, all right, man, we're going to sign off. We're going to be a lot more. We're going to follow up and hopefully... I want to film the bike progression.
Oh, yeah.
As it rolls, right?
The second that bike is in my possession, the whole world's going to see it and know it. And somehow I'm going to have to hide it from Pam.
Well, I want dibs on filming it, and I won't release my episode until the day of the reveal after she gets it.
That would be great.
And I want to follow it, even if we got to go make a fundraiser for the fucking golf outing, like you said.
Right.
You get whole sponsors and shit. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no.
Something to look into anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to, you know.
That's a fucking stellar idea.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't trying to work an angle there. I was just trying to, I really was trying to talk about how great the biker community is. And the golf community, those golfers are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
and especially the ones that are good and they know you suck. Oh, man, yeah, they can really put it to you, so.
Yeah, as they should, because if I ever get good at it, look the fuck out.
Yeah, So, no, I do, I do.
I know you weren't working an angle, by the way, but as you said that, the light bulb went on.
Well, that's crazy. Shit. Well, yeah, I think this is a more positive direction than rolling with Brendan.
Right. Golf with Brendan might be more.
Unless we're going to get our bellies and like physically roll.
Down
roll.
Yeah, inside a tire.
I think I'd get dizzy too quick.
Well, they do have that game where you fucking get inside the orbs.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Orbin with Brendan.
Orbin?
Fuck, man. I'm going to do a little bit of everything with Brendan.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to look at this Urban Dictionary. Because I don't know if you want to say Orbin with Brendan. That could be really something awful.
Being concussed with Brendan.
Being concussed with Brendan. That's just a wild weekend of hanging out with me, buddy.
That's it, man. I appreciate you coming on, Brad. No. You're always a good dude. Man.
Thank you so
much
for having me.
We're going to get
this
done. Thank you again to everybody involved. And I should announce that. I should have announced it already, but he's the key grip and dipped on us, so it gets it at the end.
Yeah.
That God Squad is joining back up. So I have the same three sponsors as last year. I have, first and foremost, Michigan Biker Law, Ohio Biker Law, which is a two for now. I have Insomnia Bagger.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Ohio. Yeah.
That's speaks volumes of what they do for the bike community, because to get the same kind of support in Ohio that we get as Michiganders get up here is huge for Ohio. They don't know it yet, but they will, because it's still a fledgling.
Well, no, and it's nice to have that kind of representation on the road. You know, I mean, without them, and that's, sorry to segue this.
But, no.
That is one of my biggest complaints is while I'm promoting awareness to our veterans and the disability community, I also want to promote awareness to our bikers, because I tell you what, in the state of Michigan, you can legally kill a motorcyclist, and it all comes down to how that first officer does his report.
Well, that's why I need Larry lawyer on your side.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's nice to have representation
to
look out for, God forbid, if not you yourself, but your family.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell you what, I've seen this. I've rode just as many miles as you have. And every year you always lose a couple.
Friends that are close, you hear about it. Yep.
And it should never have happened. It wasn't anything that they were doing. You know, I mean, right now our media is in cahoots with, I'm not saying this is a conspiracy, it's a fact. Our media, they only care about if the motorcyclist was speeding or wearing their helmet.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Not talking about the family that they just lost, or what they did, or who they were.
Yeah.
What kind of impact? And like I said, it all comes down to that first initial report. And I disagree with that form of justice. It's not
justice, but I mean, legal system.
It is. It's a horrible.
So it is.
And with Michigan Biker Law here in Michigan and moving to Ohio, you know, that unfortunately for bad circumstances, that's going to really be able to help out a lot of people. So,
yeah, it's the best thing you hope you never need.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's really the best card you can carry that you hope you never have to use.
Genuinely so, yeah.
And a fun fact about Michigan Biker Law and Ohio Biker Law is everybody that works for them or involved with them, from brand ambassadors to meet everybody except for one, rides.
Yeah.
Just kidding, they all ride. I just want to talk shit. Talking shit on Connie, but no, Connie, I love you. I'm kidding.
But yeah, no, I'm really happy for that firm to grow and expand. It's nice to know.
I mean, they're everywhere. So I was really lucky to get their backing.
Oh,
I mean,
they do a ton
for the community. Yeah, so I was really proud to be represented by them, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So
rightfully so. Well, that's because you do good things.
Well,
you know, they see that.
He doesn't mean that. I'm fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Hard finger guns. I'm a dick. right? Yeah. Jill knows. But, all right, man. Thanks again. We'll have you on back, and hopefully I can see the bike when you guys, you know, in the next shortly, and I can see it.
Definitely.
I can call Pam while I'm sitting on it, making motorcycle noises, rubbing it in.
No, you'll be out. Hopefully it'll be wintertime, and you'll be out doing donuts with it.
Fucking ain't right, man.
Well, we got to do a shakedown run.
Got to be sure it's 30.
Right.
You never know when you could get caught in the snow.
You know, I do. I do personally ride all these bikes at minimum 100 miles to make sure.
Right on.
So,
Travis, I hope you're enjoying the build. I'm sure you are, man. The smile on your face was speaking volumes when I saw him.
Much love, Travis.
Yeah, dude, for sure. And come back for the other.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's check in with us, man. Let us know how you're doing.
Well, it'd be cool.
You probably keep in touch with them, but I...
Not as much as I like to, but I'm sure Travis would be there for Pam's unveiling.
Yeah, I'd like him to be. I think it would be great.
That would be very nice.
Yep, that would be cool.
I got a couple other bikes that are out there. It'd be nice to get in touch with those guys and have them all be there and support.
What do you think's next build beyond Pam? You have an idea yet?
Yeah, actually, I do. There's a veteran out of South Haven that takes veterans, nonprofit. So you can be veteran, first responder, or family.
Josh.
Or along with family, yes.
Josh?
Yep.
I know Primal Outfitters.
Yep. Exactly.
I know him. He's I met him through Prophet.
Yep.
And he was at Baldwin with Marlene that does the blessing.
Yeah.
He was at the post, and he's supposed to take us fishing, so I don't know if he's going to do that soon. But.
Well, I'm sure he will. He took me and...
Yeah, that's right. You guys did well. I remember seeing that.
Well, my father-in-law is Navy. My dad was Marine. My little brother's a Marine, and he took me, and then I got to take my son out. And
you guys did well.
Oh, yeah. He knows the spots. He knows where to get them. And he also takes us out hunting, camping, you know. It's not just fishing. I got a really special project and a lot of support wrapped up around it. He has no idea what I'm going to do for him.
Josh, I already interviewed him for the start of an episode. He was supposed to finish it up with me and Marlene, so I'm going to get back with you, Josh. But all right, I'm going to cut it off because we're running out of time here. Yep. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Look it all up. Brad, Wheels for Warriors. Donate if you can. We're going to have something up here and the links and the story and all that. But we look forward to seeing you next time, and come out for Pam's reveal. It'll be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Look for the golf outing now, golfing with Brendan.
Yeah.
So take care, everybody. We'll see you. Golfing.